The initial evaluation to be dated 1/16/2013. Physician's name. Anthony Ponarelli, DPM, PONTARELLI, Riddle Memorial Hospital, Outpatient Pavilion, Suite 3305, 1098 West Baltimore Pike, Media PA 19063. CC2, Dr. Bornazian, B-O-O-R-N-A-Z-I-A-N. Patient's name, Deborah Vitale, spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H, V-I-T-A-L-E. Date of birth, 5/16/1950. Dear Dr. Bornazian, dear Dr. Ponarelli, thank you for the referral of your patient, Deborah Vitale, to Precision Physical Therapy. Period. Your referring diagnosis is left heel spur and plantar fasciitis. Period. The patient was evaluated today and summarized below are the results of the initial evaluation and plan of care. History of present illness. The patient is a 62-year-old female who experienced an insidious sudden onset of morning pain in her left foot, period. She describes pain in the retrocalcaneal region as well as the inferior calcaneus, primarily with walking in the morning, period. She utilized a walking boot for approximately 5 weeks, which partially decreased her pain with ambulation, period. She has been advised to obtain a night splint to assist with flexibility, period. The patient reportedly declined a corticosteroid injection for her left foot, period. She describes pain ranging from a 0 to an 8 out of 10, primarily located in the Achilles tendon region when climbing stairs, period. Pain in both regions occur primarily in the morning and primarily with ambulation when she first wakes up in the morning and with ambulation after prolonged sitting, period. No reports of altered sensation. Next section, past medical history, : the patient describes a mild blockage of cardiac arteries as well as a mitral valve prolapse and occasional chest pains, period. Hypothyroidism, period. Hypertension, period. Bilateral knee osteoarthritis, period. Social history, the patient is married and she is retired, period. No hobbies reported. Next section. Objective testing. Palpation, : no areas of tenderness palpated, period. Increased retrocalcaneal calcification in left foot, period. Next section, footwear, : the patient is wearing flat, unsupportive dress shoes with three-quarter length pressure relief pad in left foot, period. Only wears flat shoes during the day, period. During the warmer months, she wears sandals or walks barefoot, period. Next section, posture, : moderate arches and bilateral feet, period. Mild right calcaneal inversion in standing, period. Next section, single leg stance, right over left, : 10 seconds over 12 seconds. Next line, single leg stance, eyes closed, : 0 seconds over 3 seconds. Next line, single leg stance on foam, right over left, : 3 seconds over 12 seconds. Next section, range of motion, right over left, : dorsiflexion 26 over 22, plantar flexion 55 over 55, 4 foot adduction 35 over 33, comma 4 foot abduction 30 over 22. So that was all passive range of motion. Now let's go on to manual muscle test, right over left, 0 to 5 scale. Dorsiflexion 5 over 5. Plantar flexion, 4 minus over 4 plus. 4 foot abduction, 5 over 4. 4 foot abduction, 5 over 4. Next section, assessment, colon. The patient presents with signs and symptoms consistent with a left retrocalcaneal heel spur and plantar fasciitis. With a possible heel spur in the inferior calcaneus of the left foot, period. Soft tissue shortening demonstrated throughout bilateral ankles, period. Poor proprioceptive ability, left greater than right, period. Poor strength throughout bilateral ankles. Next section. Short-term goals to be met in 2 weeks. Number one, decrease pain to 0 to 6 out of 10 with ADLs. Number two, increase range of motion 5 to 10 degrees where deficient. Number three, improve proprioceptive ability by 5 seconds. Number four, initiate home exercise program. Long-term goals. Number one, decrease pain to 0 to 2 out of 10 with all activities. Number two, eliminate morning pain. Number three, improve footwear utilized both at home and when out in the community. Number four, assure that patient's footwear has arch supports, whether being from over-the-counter orthotic or new sneakers, which will be procured by the patient, period. Last one, normal proprioceptive ability, bilateral feet. Treatment plan, the overall plan of care will include a progression of stretching, strengthening, and functional training exercises, all to be included in our home exercise program, as well as ultrasound, cross friction massage, passive range of motion stretching, and cryotherapy PRN, period. Procurement of OTC orthotics and sneakers will be highly recommended, period. Ms. Vitale will be treated for a frequency of 2 to 3 times per week for approximately 4 to 6 weeks, period. Rehabilitation potential for this patient is good, period. Thank you once again for your referral and the opportunity to work with you and your patient. Sincerely, Jeff Morley, MSPT, and the dictation.